Dorsey grew up in Riviera Beach, Florida. He graduated from Auburn, then worked from 1983 to 87 as a police and courts reporter for the Alabama Journal. He joined the Tampa Tribune in 1987, where he worked as a general assignment reporter, a political reporter in the Trib's Tallahassee Bureau, and Night Metro editor. He left the paper in August 1999 to write full-time. Tim has published 15 novels. One of his recent ones is The Pineapple Grenade, which we'll speak to him about today. Welcome, Tim. Thanks so much for stopping by the Book Report.
I appreciate you having me.
Early on in the book, you have your character Surge say, "I live for Florida, and she's been disintegrating for decades. I've tried sounding the alarm." Is this environmental destruction of our state the factor for your writing?
I don't think it's limited to any particular plateau. I mean, everything's falling apart. But it's, you know, it's in Florida, at least, it looks pretty well. It collapses, you know. But basically, neighborhoods, common courtesy. I mean, we're all at each other's throats down here. And of course, you know, my bread and butter is, you know, the weird criminal police blotters. So that part of it, I don't want to stop, you know, because it's, I won't be able to write.
How did you choose the title of the book, Pineapple Grenade?
The titles of my books, you want to kind of convey in like two words maybe, you know, a sense of tropicalness, but also that it's noir and off balance. And it goes into detail about what a pineapple grenade is in the book. But then it's also, you know, it's tropical but explosive. Yeah.
Okay. In the book, you write about a shark spotted on public transportation on the Metro Mover, actually. Of course, this was a true story. And as Carl Hyacin always says, he couldn't make up this stuff. So I guess you agree?
Yes, and the funny thing is, when I throw that stuff in, people just think I'm just outlandishly crazy and nuts, you know, outside of Florida, you know, and oh yeah, shark in the street, yeah, bright, you know, and like, and everybody in Florida's like, he's got a subscription to the newspaper, you know, so I started with that, and that is like a recurring theme. The shark keeps showing up, you know, I start out the morning, you know, looking at the various newspapers and reading stuff online and just making notes. And that was in my notes coming into writing this book. And I had to use it since I was going to have the book be in Miami.
Yeah. So do you, Dave Barry and Carl Hyacin, ever sit in a room and swap bizarre true stories?
No. It's a small world. My brother-in-law tiled Carl's house, and Dave and I recently had dinner in Tampa when the Republican National Convention was there. So we were swapping stories over dinner, not deliberately, but we were just laughing about different weird stuff that had been going on.
Is Surge based on anybody?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, actually, the guy I see in the mirror each morning.
Your alter ego, huh?
Well, no, actually, just my ego.
He's okay.
Just straight up, except I have impulse control. So when I get mad at these people, instead of killing them, I sit down because people ask, how do you come up with such inventive, sadistic ways to kill people? And I'm like, inspiration. I just, you know, I meet these jerks and I'm driving home and I'm so angry. I'm like, this is what I'm going to do to them. And then I got a couple chapters when I get home.
And what about Coleman, Surge's Sancho Panza?
He's a guy who went to school with in college. True. I mean, believe me, I can't tell you how many things actually he did that I attribute to Coleman.
And his name will be protected forever.
Yeah. He doesn't know he's Coleman, but he reads the books. And it's funny because he gives me feedback. And I go, oh, yeah, I read your latest book. Yeah, it was really good. Oh, that Coleman. And I go, yeah.
Dude, what are you smoking?
Yeah. He would call me, tell me crazy stories, and go right in the next book.
Surge has appeared in several of your books. When you first created him, did you know he was going to be a recurring character?
No. He was going to just be a villain. But when I started building his backstory and having him bump off people, I just said, well, what would be kind of entertaining to or creative to come up with? And I thought about my journalism days, you know, because you report on so many stories, but the ones that stick in your mind are particularly, you know, the people who are just really arrogant and predatory. And so I had fun dealing with them, and I started having, as in the first draft, I had so much fun with Surge that I realized he's the main character. And so on subsequent drafts, I, you know, finagled the book so that he would be the lead guy. So no, it was never a plan. It just happened.
So Pineapple Grenade is a wild ride, but it's actually scathing political commentary, right?
I don't know. I I have a lot of fun. My third book, Orange Crush, I was a reporter up in Tallahassee, and I find politics hilarious. I mean, I can never stop laughing at it. And I know it's a kind of stereotype to, you know, or cliche to make fun of politicians. So I'm not out to attack as much as I am to make myself laugh, you know. So sorry people if you got offended, you know. it's hilarious to me.
Speaking of which, your reflections on Florida's meritorious performance in the vote counting in the last election?
Yeah, I put a post up about that, and I had on Facebook. I never had so many people, you know, reply to it. And then by the end, you know, there are all these, because I showed this voting line and I said, you know, and because this was, you know, it was 3 days out and we still hadn't declared a winner for Florida, and so I declared a winner. I said, you know, and I showed this long line. I said, and the winner in Florida is Dr. Scholz, you know, and. And then I just, you know, kind of wrote a few more things, you know, about the, because I went in, I wasn't paying attention. I was on the road and I was going to be on the road from, anyway, what happened is I went into early vote and I walked into my library, you know, the one where there's the early voting. And I'm looking around and I see this one room where all these people who are in line, right? And so I walked in and I got in line and I'm looking, and then the person at the front started doing something and they all started doing these weird, it was a yoga class. It wasn't voting lines. And so I'm like, so I left and I went and I go, where's the early voting? And they go, oh, it's only 1 week this year, not two. And I'm like, so I voted absentee because I was going to be on the road through the election.
Is there hope for Florida?
Hope not. No, it's too good of a place. A writer could not have a location for better material.
Do you have an urge to write about anywhere else?
Every once in a while, but not, I mean, not as much as Florida. I mean, each year as I'm writing, you know, obviously you see and you read stuff that's not going to fit in that book. So you just put it in your file. I have a computer file and I just put stuff in there. And so by the time it's time to write the next book and start outlining it, there's just so much Florida I want to get back to that. And I have done, I went to Hollywood briefly in one of the books, but it was about Florida in the movies. You know, Serge wanted to straighten out, you know, the fact that they don't treat Florida correctly and accurately. And so, so I went out there for a little bit.
And are you already at work on the new book?
Next one's done. As a matter of fact, the one after that is virtually done. If you want to know more, visit my website, timdorsey.com, no space, or just do a search engine for me and it'll pop up.
Okay. Well, readers, this was a really fun book with a little bit of a bite. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, really appreciate it. I was glad to do it.